Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And now live from London, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, Busty Gold Digger Anna Nicole Smith will be talking about the abuse and jealousy she faces on a daily basis. And our new feature, Big Knockers.
Bad to the bone.
But now, please welcome a man with 36D bully boots. It's Chris Moyle.
Fantastic. Mine look the same, but they don't taste the same.
You can't tell the difference.
David Gray and Please Forgive Me. Before we start the show today, I'd just like to announce that Bonnie Langford, who we made some comments about a few months ago live on the air, has just given birth to a baby girl weighing in at 7 pounds 11 ounces. We'd like to send you all our best wishes and love from the Chris Moyle Show.
And now, from Norwich, it's the Quiz of the Week.
Chris Moyle, you're a
The savior of afternoon radio, Chris Moyle.
This woman. Anyway, good afternoon, everybody. Hello. Thank you to Martin Lard, not only for doing the show before us, doing a warm-up for us every day for 2 hours, but for doing the extra half hour yesterday between 4 and 4.30. We did actually manage to hear it, and by the sound of it, they spent hours and hours writing some top-notch topical comedy to fill the show yesterday. So thank you very much. And we thought you did such a good job that we're going to start at 4.30 every day next week. Because we like coming in late, don't we?
Has that been agreed yet?
No. But I'm sure they won't mind. Funny, isn't it, how when they're off, we do an extra hour for them. And when we were off, they only did an extra half hour for us.
Better class.
Huh?
Better class.
Yeah. Bit being the word there.
Yeah. Work shy, aren't they?
No. I wouldn't like to say that. But yes, I think it's probably... Anyway, so it's Friday today, so John Coulshaw, Man of a Thousand Voices, is here.
All right, my favourite part of the week, this.
Dave and Melinda is here.
Hello. Hello.
I'm talking to Melinda again now. I didn't talk to him on Wednesday, so may not have noticed, but I didn't talk to him on Wednesday at all
day.
But to be fair, he didn't talk to me much either, so.
Are you friends again now?
Well, I don't know. He's waiting for me to apologise, and I'm waiting for him to apologise.
Is that a bit childish, do you think?
Yes, very.
It is very, isn't it?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the weird thing is, though, he's completely in the wrong,
and no, I'm in the wrong.
You're in the wrong. No, you're in the wrong.
Do you know what, though? I'll back down on this one.
No, I'll back down.
No, go on.
No, I'll
am very
no,
sorry.
No, I'll back down. I'm very sorry.
Just kiss and make up.
No, don't push it.
No, stop kissing him.
Right.
Shake hands.
No. This gold clammy. Clammy palm. Because he's got a cold, that's the only reason why. And also, for good producer Reese has gone, we're going through the entire building over the next week and a half trying out new producers. So today's producer is Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
So she's
it's like an audition today, is it?
Yeah, exactly right. So far, not doing very well.
Really?
Loyalties are lying elsewhere.
Right.
Oh, shut up.
And hasn't turned up to the show with anything.
Martin.
So it's just like having Reese back, isn't it?
Hello, Reese, if you're listening.
Hello, yeah, like he's going to be... He didn't listen when he was sitting here. He's going to be listening now, he's not even in the building, is he?
I'm not going down this road.
Yeah. Last night, what did I do? What did I talk about? There were certain things I wanted to talk about. Oh, yeah, right. We were off yesterday because we had other things to do. But, we had to go somewhere horrible, in fact, really horrible. Bromsgrove, it was. But we heard Simon Mayo yesterday, we're in the car travelling, Dave and I, we heard Simon Mayo interviewing his God of the Week, who was Chasney from All Saints. I don't know if anybody caught that interview, but I've never heard Mayo flirt so much in an interview ever in my life.
He got out of his chair and he kissed her feet, didn't he, at one point?
Oh, unbelievable. What a kiss-ass. It's all like... And he starts off by doing this big rant about...
Chasnay supports the same team that Mayo does, Tottenham. But it became very apparent the more Simon went on about it that maybe Chasnay wasn't that much of a fan after all. This was proved to us when she turned around and said she'd never actually been to a game, but she just supported them.
Then he kind of, like, you know, quickly moved on from the subject.
Yeah. But he was kissing her. He was falling over himself in that interview. Oh, you're great, and the other girls are just not so good, and you're great, and you do all the work, and you're beautiful, and you're great, and I think you're great, and you're just so great.
It worked both ways, though, because he said, you know, who would you have on your cloud as God of the Week? And she said him.
I think if Mrs. Mayo is listening, and Mr. Chasnay, they should be worried. Maybe those two should have an affair.
Maybe.
Mr. Chasnay and Mrs. Mayo. That'd be interesting to watch. Might be interesting to watch Mayo and Chasnay, wouldn't it? Oh, God.
You imagine. Mayo is 45-year-old. No.
He's not in the building, is he?
No, I hope not.
Sopranos was good last night.
Was it good?
Sadly, I caught a bit of the 11 o'clock show last night. And, I'd be just interested if anybody saw the 11 o'clock show last night, if anybody had the same thought that I did, which was, and I'm not insinuating or implying anything, but do you know when it has been known in the past for other TV shows to add some laughter on, like canned laughter and a laughter track? You know, like, do you ever watch the Pink Panther cartoon when you were a kid?
Yes.
I was always really shocked, even as a young child, why the Pink Panther would trip up over something. The audience would kill themselves laughing. And then you find out it's all canned laughter. Wasn't real
on tape.
Yeah. Just a thought. I mean, they'd go,
oh, listen, it's been in the news today because she's an old cow.
And the audience would go, ah! And they'd go, what? What? I don't know.
I think you might be right.
Well, we got someone sent us an email the other week who said they went to the show and then they watched it when they got home, and there was certainly a lot more laughter on telly than there was when he was sitting watching it.
Not that we're insinuating anything
not
at all,
sure,
obviously.
Really. Never do that.
No.
50 writers and they still can't do a gag without using the F word. I like that. That's really flipping brilliant. So that's that thing. That's all I've got to say. That's all I've got to say for the opening link, yeah?
I do.
Dave, you have anything for the opening link?
Not really. I was quite happy with that.
Yeah?
It's quite past four. Killed a bit of time, haven't we?
Mel, anything for the opening link?
No.
No? Will?
Susan.
Sorry, Susan?
No, thanks.
Did I say Susan or Sarah?
Can't remember.
No, that's Will anyway. John?
I think we've all made a good start.
Right. So none of us got anything to say at all?
Not yet, no.
We think of something. Play a record.
All right. Doesn't it sound like the beginning of an old Everything But The Girl song? I don't wanna talk about it. Just me?
Yeah.
This is Candy and Don't Think I'm Not. On Radio 1.
Yeah.
Americans, eh?
What about them?
Well, that's Candy, but spelt with a K. K-A-N-D-I.
Does that mean sweets in American?
Candy, yeah. Do you know what it means in England? A common name for a girl. Like Hazel. I've discussed that before, though, yeah.
Tony with an eye.
Girls, Tony with an eye. Oh.
It's a hairdresser's name, isn't it?
I'm sorry. I don't care how poor you are. Don't call your daughter Tony with an eye, for God's sake. You know what I mean?
Type of girl who probably wears tracksuit bottoms and white stilettos.
It used to be Tracy. Sharon and Tracy. I don't think Sharon and Tracy are the worst names to have. I think they're all right, actually. Sharon, Tracy, they're all right names. I like Tracy with an I, maybe. Tracy with an E is all right, anyway.
How about with a Y?
Well, yeah. Tracy with a Y, yeah.
So you can have Tracy with an EY or Tracy with just a Y on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. Just joking.
Girls called Tony. Oh, I hate that. I just hate that name. Because I've yet to meet a girl who goes, hi, nice to meet you. My name's Tony.
Hi, nice to meet you. My name's Tony Braxton.
No, I've never met her.
Don't pee on my bonfire. The only Tony's I've met.
I am Tony.
Do you know what I mean?
You ever seen a tattoo on my ass?
It's named after my dad. He's called Tony.
Yeah. Anyway. Here's something I've been wanting to do all week and I keep forgetting. It's in Sky Magazine, right? The current issue of Sky Magazine.
Yep.
And it's a little quiz. It's a little questionnaire which says, do you watch too much TV?
Right.
There's 20 questions in it. And I've picked out my best ones. And I'd like to test you out on this. Do you watch too much TV?
I'm ready.
So this is for you and John and Will.
Cool.
Right.
We're ready.
You're very quiet, Will.
It's okay.
Oh, soaking up the atmosphere.
Yeah.
He's drunk.
Observing and monitoring.
All right, so here we go. Do you watch too much TV from the current issue of Sky Magazine? Have you ever downloaded an 80s kids TV theme tune off the internet?
No.
No, but I have some Jigs of Hazard stuff on my computer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, all right. Have you ever taken a dump then realised you've still got the remote control in your hand?
Yes.
No.
Dave, tell the truth.
I can actually watch telly from my bathroom.
Oh, you haven't set something up like an NTV, have you?
No, but if it reflects on the mirror, I can watch telly in the shower.
Well,
I can see my TV from the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
I once had a TV in my bathroom.
No, you didn't.
You know those, like, small TVs? Half radio, half telly.
Geek.
They got knackered.
Can you remember the brand of the first portable TV you ever had in your room?
Yes.
I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Decker.
Mine was Philips.
Did you not want it back then?
What?
Did you not want it back then?
No. Go back to work with Channel. Did you make a point of watching the first night of Channel 5?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, okay. Who would you be more impressed with? Casual acquaintance. Who would you be more impressed with, a casual acquaintance, if he, she... Sorry.
Read it again.
Would you be more impressed with a casual acquaintance if he or she revealed that they've been on Mallet's Mallet?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Can you name the three main shopping channels on digital TV?
Two of them.
Name one of them.
What?
QVC.
Bernardo Shop.
What's the other one? You'll know this, you got all
that. It's that new one, there was a load of defectors from QVC, wasn't there? They went off to form their own.
Ideal or something, isn't it? I don't know. Have you ever videoed a historic TV event, such as Diana's death, Cheggers getting his thingy out on Channel 5, with the full intention of showing it to your grandchildren?
No.
No.
How can they be in the same category?
I don't know.
Diana's death and Cheggers getting his bits out.
Well, I don't know. Do you know the numbers of at least two phone lines advertised on TV, regardless of whether you've called them or not?
Yes.
Yes.
Jet lag!
When on holiday, is sticking the hotel telly on the first thing you do, even if you've only gone to Skegness?
Yes.
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 We did that on tour all summer. Yes. Do you spend a good chunk of your weekend circling listings of the TV pages of a Sunday supplement?
No.
I do in the paper.
You do, don't you, Dave?
I do in the paper. I put little stars by them.
Have you ever set up two tellies in the same room so you can watch two channels at the same time? I haven't done that.
No, but I did watch both football matches in the pub the other night.
No, you did. You sat right in the middle of the pub.
No, because I got the still and therefore I could see both screens.
Have you ever been threatened with violence over your persistent use of a fast show catchphrase?
No.
No.
All right, I'll change the word fast show to Budweiser ad for me.
No.
I have, though, by you.
Yeah.
That's a good little quiz, isn't it?
Ripper.
Yeah. But there's no point buying the magazine now, so we've just read it out of it.
Oh, no, buy it anymore.
Because there's lots of other quality items in there that you can look at, such as a picture of Ralph Little looking ugly with a pint. We'd like to see that, by the way. Right above the quiz, in fact.
Nice.
Check that out. Hey, Lisa Rogers, if you're listening, love, look at your 12-year-old boyfriend there, you know,
look
with a pint. Look at that. Because Lisa Rogers is about 43 and Ralph Little 17. Do you know that? That's the age difference.
It's amazing.
A slight exaggeration, maybe.
Better
single fist of Chappers. While Beth Jones in Lincoln, Beth tells us that she had fallen in love with you, Chappers.
Oh.
She decided to check out what you looked like on the website. I think the word used was gutted and bubbles burst and dreams over and I can't go on anymore. He's a dog.
That's probably in a really nice mood for the rest of the
Sorry about that.
Very much.
Do you want me to say it one more time?
Yes, please.
For details of when I've been carded, check out the WhatsApp. I'm just trying out new voices.
Oh, no, big dog chimps. I don't want to do that much.
Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Sarah Cox. Going to bed early.
Bye-bye, Bobby Turner.
Radio 1.
Adam Fetcher, Radio 1, and Bullet in the Gun, and coming up at...
Crash, really noisy.
I know. I'll do it again, right?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Can you edit this in?
This time it's going to be great.
Final Perfecto, Bullet in the Gun 2000 on Radio 1. Cold Country Grammar, and I imagine they're from America.
Mm.
They, Americans probably have no idea, though they were naming this band, that the word Nelly in England is full of pussy in America. As in your big Jesse, as in your great big blouse.
Nelly the elephant.
Nelly, for God's sake. Yo, what's up, man? This is Nelly. Shut up. Good record, though. Country Grammar. Yeah. You know what? Thank you for coming up, and you too with Beautiful Day. It's News and Sport and Cavan Mike. It's 4:30.
Damages for a widow who didn't realise her husband was cheating.
In sport, Ugo completes his move to Borough.
Radio 1, News. A woman from Kent who only found out about her husband's affair after he'd been killed in a motorbike crash has won more than £110,000 in damages. News's Nicola Dan reports.
CDDL took her case to court after insurers cut the amount of compensation she was paid because they said her marriage to Jason was falling apart, but she didn't know he was having an affair. She was refused a £400,000 payout, but today won just over a quarter of that. But she also now has to pay the cost of the trial itself.
Relatives of two of the people killed in the Hatfield train derailment have been at the crash site this afternoon. Safety inspectors say a broken track is the most likely cause of the accident. The government says the risk of getting the human form of mad cow disease from a polio vaccine is tiny. One brand of the vaccine has been recalled because of fears over BSE. These mums say it's very worrying.
Kind of expect that these things, you know, if they're making vaccines for children, that they're not going to put children at unnecessary risk.
I'm very, very worried because I'm pregnant and future mother, and I think nothing worse can happen to a child.
Six more Palestinians have been killed in fighting in the Middle East today. Meanwhile, there are fears that a weekend of protests in Britain against the conflict might turn violent after leaflets were found telling Muslims to kill British Jews. Here's Rabbi Jonathan Romain.
I think it's a matter of maturity and realising that any solution is going to be a matter of compromise. Therefore, to have to demonise them runs totally against any hopes for peace.
British human rights campaigner James Maudsley's arrived in Bangkok on his way back home. He's been freed from jail in Burma after serving time for handing out anti-government leaflets. An 18-year-old from West Wales has appeared in court accused of 10 offences of hacking into internet sites. Raphael Gray, who lives near Narbeth, denies the charges. He was arrested after an investigation involving the FBI and Canadian police.
Ugo Ekiog has completed his move from Aston Villa to Middlesbrough. He's gone to the Riverside for £8 million and is looking forward to linking up with manager Brian Robson.
I spoke briefly. I was very impressed with his enthusiasm and what he wants to do with the club. And that was important because I'm obviously still looking to challenge for things and get for other things.
Leeds United's injury problems continue. Michael Bridges will be out for up to 6 weeks. The striker sustained calf and ankle injuries in Wednesday's Champions League draw with Besiktas. The FA has all but ruled out the prospect of Terry Venables returning to the England manager's job. Last night, the FA's think tank, given the responsibility of selecting candidates, drew up a criteria for the post. It appears Venables would not fit that criteria, a surprise for former FA chief exec Graham. Graham Kelly.
I thought that the case for Terry Venables would be irresistible, quite frankly. Now, by publishing these criteria, there's a way out of appointing him.
And Mike Tyson's preparing for what could be his last fight. Tyson meets Andrew Gullotta in Detroit tonight and may retire after the bout. I'm Mike Sewell.
The weather cloudy tonight with rain in western Scotland. The weekend will be dry and bright in the east, but some rain in the west. Highs of 16 Celsius. We'll update the news and sport at 5 o'clock.
Thank you, Sugar Lumps. You're a real cookie, do you know that? This is Leighton Buzzard with a roundup of this week's general world news, where it's been quite a week for the Brits, as our United Kingdom reporter, Chipping Norton, is about to tell us live from London. What's been going on, Chip?
Well, Leighton, as you say, it's been a busy week over here with the Trafford Centre in Manchester, brought to a standstill on Thursday afternoon when soccer star David Beckham turned up to sign his autobiography. Now, for those of you back home who don't care about soccer, David's the one who's married to Posh Spice from the Spice Girls, and the kids over here love him. I guess, Leighton, you could say he's like a British equivalent of Redskins heartthrob Blundell Sands, or even Cardinals quarterback Glastonbury. He's quite a star, and I met him the other day, and let me tell you, he's quite a guy.
Yeah, thanks, Chipping. Now, let's cross live to Hollywood and see what's been happening with our showbiz reporter, Hales Owen. Over to you, Hales.
Thanks, Leighton. Well, let's stay on the Brit tip and talk about British actress Liz Hurley, who this week angered U.S. union officials by ignoring their strike action and working. Liz says she knew nothing about the strike, although many here think that's just a crock. Either way, she's now being labeled a scab and a money-grabbing British scumsucker. And I don't know about you, Leighton, but I'd say that's pretty bad for her image over here.
Yeah, for sure, Hales, especially after Hugh and the hooker stuff. Jeez.
That's right.
Well, thanks, Hales, for joining us live from Hollywood. That just about wraps up this week's General World News Roundup. Don't forget, Stockton Aunties will be here with the five-day weather forecast. That's all coming up after the Friday Financial News Roundup with Bill O'Ricky in a little over 10 minutes.
The lamp is mine! Don't touch my lamp! It's all kicking off.
Explain to the class.
Well, the lamps I have on when I'm on the air, because I like to work virtually in the dark. Mm. Apparently the lamp in the studio has been killing things and it has to be taken away and put down.
It's illegal.
Apparently so. Is that right?
Well, fire risk.
Is it a fire risk?
Yeah.
It's mounted at the edge of the computer screen.
Next door, apparently so, yes. Yeah.
The procedure is very clear in that instance.
Doesn't comply to BBC health and safety regulations.
Does that mean Mayo's going to be banned for spilling coffee on the desk yesterday? I believe that's what he did.
I believe you're right.
He's getting so old, the guy's getting the shakes. He shakes all the time.
Be nice.
Huh?
Be nice.
Why is he not listening?
It's nice to you.
Who?
Mayo.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, hang on. That'll be him on the phone.
Answer the phone. That won't be him. Well, Mayo. He wouldn't know the number.
Yeah, that'll be Head of Lamps.
Head of Lamps. Hello, switch the lamp off immediately.
30 seconds to comply.
It's Reese, everybody.
Yeah. Cut him off.
Oh, it's Reese. I'm on the phone.
Do what he does and go, I'm on the air, and put the phone down.
I'm on the air.
Okay, can we wrap this call up, please? Come on.
The other night, I went to see the Leeds game, by the way. That was a good result for Leeds. And a couple of cracking goals in the Man U game, as we said. And then, after you'd left me, Dave,
right.
you went off, by the way, Dave went off to win the pop quiz at the one of the pubs that we go to. With
good friend, Dave.
Sure, sure.
Every week we win.
3 weeks on the trot now. And what was the name of the team this week?
Okay, sorry, we were late.
Was that the name of the
quiz? They had to do the first round of the quiz again.
Oh, really?
We were 10 minutes late.
Was anyone complaining this week?
One table wasn't very happy.
Stop them. So, while that was going on, I stayed in another pub after I watched the footy. And to cut long story short, and I don't know how we got onto the subject, but there was three of us, we started arm wrestling, right? And then we got the woman from behind the bar to join us arm wrestling as well.
Right.
So, we had a big arm wrestling contest. And the winner, by the way, was Harry.
closely followed by me.
With
then
Mary.
Then Mary, and right. then Kevin, who was the worst.
Kevin was absolutely placid, though, when I left him at
well,
nine.
That's true, yeah.
Arm wrestling.
Yeah. So I think we should have an arm wrestling challenge.
Okay.
Here in the studio.
Let's get it on.
Arm wrestling 2000.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yes. Arm wrestling 2000.
I feel good. I feel focused. Let's get it on.
Sponsored by Dairy Lee.
Well, you know, stuff on TV always have the weird sponsors. So, who would like to go for? Fold up your name and then put them all in there to Will, and then Will can choose two names and they're to arm wrestle. That's mine there, Will.
Okay.
All right. Mel, you done yours?
Yeah, we're going to set this up. Yeah.
Well, Will will pick two names out and they have to arm wrestle. Okay? And then whoever wins
go, Will.
Will stay in, and then he'll pick another name and they will be the next contender.
Okay.
All right.
Contenders ready.
Got the names. Okay, first.
Okay, welcome to the arm wrestling draw. It's Friday, October the 20th, 2000. Please draw the first name out, reading out the number.
Chris Moyles, you will go on my first whistle.
Number seven.
Chris Moyles.
Will arm wrestle.
Just getting it here, a bit of tension.
Mel!
Oh, no!
Good choice.
All right, shall we do this now?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, okay, all right. Me versus Mel. Go on, John.
Okay, I gave you your commands in the dressing room. Obey my instructions at all times.
Okay, get it. Where do you want to do it?
So,
around there.
Yeah. The giant Moyles, 17 stone, former Marine, Mel.
18 stone, isn't it?
Where do you want to do it? You want to do it here?
Just getting the logistics wrapped
really
up now.
I think this through, I must admit.
Moyles' elbow is down. Moyles on one knee, grab the hand.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on.
Right, who's judging?
Me.
Okay. Hand behind your back.
Right.
Okay.
Just taking the strain now, they're quite locked
Three,
together.
Three, two, one, go.
And nothing seems to be shifting them.
Oh, but it's an advantage for Mel! All right, well done, Mel. All right, so Mel is in the lead.
In 3 seconds.
All right, okay. I'm sure it's about 12. I'd just like to speed things up because we're on the air. All right, choose another name very quickly. Will, choose another name.
Me.
Will Kinder.
Versus.
No, hang on, it's Mel.
Oh, it's Mel,
yeah. Winner stays up. Winner stays up. All right, here we go then.
Melinda. Will Kinder. Arm wrestling.
All right, you two boys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Dave, you will count them down.
Right.
By the way, before you start, this is Melinda, the ex-Marine, versus Will, the ex-producer of Jonathan Fatty Coleman. Place your bets, please.
Three, two, one, go.
Ooh. Will's obviously
that's
like
a good resistance from Will there. Maybe Mel is just letting it. Mel's laughing. I wonder how much
time
is
there. Melinda wins again. All right, let's stop for a short commercial break. We'll be right back after these words. Dairy Lee. That's the long-awaited comeback single for Megadeth, and that's called My Love. It really is pure rock, isn't it?
New direction, apparently.
I love the Anthrax influence that's clear in there.
Yeah. A bit Van Halen-y as well.
Yeah.
Very kind of mid-80s Van Halen feel, do you think? Yeah, that's the excellent Westlife. And My Love on Radio 1. If you're in Cardiff and you're getting ready for One Life in Cardiff, which is officially launched today, Judge Jules is doing a DJ masterclass.
Wow.
5:30 this afternoon at the Welsh Club in Cardiff.
Nice.
So if you'd like to learn how to be a top DJ and earn £5,000 for playing other people's records, then why not pop down and see Jules at the Welsh Club in Cardiff DJ masterclass. It's the first of the seminars for One Life in Cardiff, right? And then Jules will be at Club Zeus tonight later on. So there you go.
Rocking.
Right. It's part two, ladies and gentlemen, of the legendary Arm Wrestling 2000.
Five contenders, 10 arms, one winner.
Where's Melinda? Oh, he's there.
All right, okay.
The next name out of the hat, please, will be who, Will?
Twiggy.
Twiggy.
That's you, Fatty.
That's you.
It's you.
No, you don't write... you're supposed to write your own name.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you moron.
Oh, I see.
You write Twiggy?
Yeah.
But it's you then.
Okay.
You then.
Okay, Comedy Dave, weighing in at 1 pound.
Weighing in at 1 pound, Melinda looking unstoppable and seeming as though he fancies the job once again.
All right, so Melinda the reigning champion now goes
into... He's got bigger arms than...
Arm wrestle.
But look.
Comedy Dave, here we go. Ready? Three, two, one... Go!
Oh,
hang on! I didn't say go. I'm sorry.
No,
I was gonna go on go. Do you want a rematch, Dave?
Not really. No.
Yes, you get a rematch. Okay, you go on go. All right, Mel. All right, here we go. Three, two, one, go. Oh, well, there you go. It can't say better than that. All right, and so the last person to go against Mel is John. Can John Culshaw actually beat Melinda? Let's find out. It's time for the final contender in Radio 1's Arm Wrestling 2000.
I never did this before.
All right, okay, on go. You ready?
No, hang on, I'm not ready yet. Let me just get in the right position. Let me get in the right position.
You ready? Three, okay. Two, one, go. Ooh, John's holding on. John's holding on. Looks like he's going to give birth. Look at the intensity in his face. Oh! Melinda is still World Arm Wrestling Champion 2000!
I want a rematch. He had my hand bent back.
No, I don't know what was bent, and I don't care.
Radio 1. 1 week. 1 city. 1 life in Cardiff. Radio 1.
For the next 7 nights, 1 Live in Cardiff will play host to some of the UK's best bands and DJs.
Would you like to know more?
Kicking off tonight from 9, it's Just Jules live from Zeus.
Oh, well, man.
Then from 2 a.m, Fabio and Groove Rider are live from Club Emporium. Sunday morning, 2 till 4, The Essential Mix, live from Cardiff International Ice Rink. Pete Tong, Seb Fontaine, Timo Mas, and more.
Welcome to the festival.
Radio 1 throws the spotlight on Cardiff all week, all live. Go to Radio 1 online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 for more details.
Contemporary.
1 week.
1 city.
1 live in Cardiff.
Radio 1.
Tonight from 9, Radio 1.
If you're in the car going home from work, set this up really, really loud. This is one of the best records Radio 1 is playing at the moment. Are you ready?
Yeah.
One more time.
Oi, oi!
One more time.
There's great records there, isn't it? It's rocking. There you go, it's Daft Punk on Radio 1 Friday night. We're getting ready for the weekend. How you doing? I'm DJ Chris in the house. I've got my main boy with me, CJ Day. Yeah, I got my good man, JC, the MC in the house. What's happening, good mate?
I'm feeling it. Are you feeling it?
What I'm feeling it, man. I'm down with it, yeah. I mean, I'm broadcasting live from London to London, and we really are...
We're here.
Wicked.
There you go.
Right, Robbie Williams and Kevin O'Connor. Next afternoon's the sports, just after 5 o'clock.
A widow gets less compensation after her husband had a secret affair.
In sport, Barra secure Ugo for $8 million.
Radio 1, Newsy. A widow from Kent who only found out about her husband's affair after he'd been killed in a motorbike crash has won more than £110,000 damages at the High Court. She'd wanted $400,000, but the insurance company argued she should get less because because her marriage was about to collapse. Her solicitor is David Faithful.
Essentially, the judge today has decided that as a result of this one indiscretion of Jason Dial, that the damages should be reduced by 40%, which is, of course, quite a swinging cut on the claim.
Four friends who tortured a 24-year-old man and kept him captive for 8 days have each been sentenced to 10 years in prison. The group used a flamethrower, a monkey wrench and acid to torture Gareth Jones because they thought he was a paedophile. Families of two of the victims of the Hadfield train crash have been visiting the place where the accident happened. Health and safety inspectors think the most likely cause was a broken track. Doctors have been told not to use a brand of polio vaccine because of fears over BSE. The drug was made using parts of cows, but scientists say the risk of getting the human form of mad cow disease is tiny. Mel B and Jimmy Gulzar have settled their differences after a high court hearing over access to their daughter Phoenix Chi. The couple split earlier this year.
Middlesbrough have completed the £8 million signing of Aston Villa defender Ugo Ekiog. The 26-year-old signed a 5-year contract and goes straight into the team for tomorrow's trip to Charlton. Lead striker Michael Bridges will be out of action for up to 6 weeks. Bridges damaged his calf and ankle during this week's Champions League draw away to Besiktas. He joins 8 other players on the injury list. And from red-hot favourite to out-in-the-cold contender, Terry Venables' odds of becoming the next England manager have been lengthened. The FA has come up with a special criteria for the post. It appears that would signal an end to Venables' chances. I'm Mike Sewell.
The weather cloudy tonight with rain in western Scotland. The weekend will be dry and bright in the east, but some rain in the west with highs of 16 Celsius. Next from us, police investigate a death threat against NSYNC and the students being hypnotised to do well in their exams. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
I can hardly wait, Cap. That's going to be great.
Thanks.
All right.
Yes.
How are you today?
It's very exciting.
Is that right?
I'm fine.
You looking forward to the weekend?
Very much.
What are you going to be doing? What have you got planned? What exciting parties are you going to be going to?
Tonight I'm going to see my friend's opening. Oh,
there you go.
Nice.
Can I go and have a look as well?
Mm.
Oh, no.
And what is your friend opening?
It's
to the beans. The curtains.
It's been a great opening, I think.
You're doing better than that on this program, Will.
Is what? An exhibition, what?
A photograph.
Oh, right.
Photograph them.
Photographs of what?
Don't you?
Yeah, of other premieres.
Yeah.
Here's me at the opening of the new Harrison Ford film. Mm. Here's me at the opening of a local supermarket.
Yeah, and tomorrow night I'm going to a party in North London.
Oh, very nice. Anyone we know?
No.
No.
I do have friends outside of here, you know.
Give over. What are you doing, Mike?
I've just changed my mind. I'm going to Claire's opening.
I don't blame you, mate. Sounds like a great idea. Is that bring a bottle of Bardry?
Not wise.
Isn't there any famous people there?
I wonder who could be there.
I know that.
You know.
So, Mike, let's talk about sport.
Okay.
Do you think this will be Tyson's last match?
So he says. So he says. He might well retire after this, but I think it might be just a bit of playing. You never know. It's gonna maybe it ups his purse for the fight against Lewis if he beats Scalotta.
Let's hear Mike Tyson saying that anyway. Here's a clip.
This is my last fight. I'm finished after this.
Last fight ever? You're not going to fight after this fight?
Last one.
Not Lennox Lewis, not David Tua, no one.
This is the last one, sir.
When did you decide this?
This is the last one.
Okay, all right.
That'll be the last one, then, eh? Mike Tyson proving that you don't need to be stupid to be a boxer, but it's just a coincidence. Play the clip again. Mike Tyson can only give one answer. Go.
This is my last fight. I'm finished after this.
Last fight ever? You're not going to fight after this fight?
Last one.
Not Lennox Lewis, not David Tua, no one.
This is the last one, sir.
When did you decide this?
This is the last one.
This is the last one.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, right? If the fight's over and done with, you can go to your opening trap. Bye bye.
Fight. I'm finished after this.
Last fight ever? You're not going to fight after this fight?
Last one.
Not Lennox Lewis, not David Tua, no one.
This is the last one.
This is the BBC calling the world from London.
That's that
Paper Set Girl, Fragma, and Topper's Miracle, Robbie Williams and Callum Rose before that with Kids. Anybody see Trisha today, by the way?
I saw a bit of it, yeah. Which bit are you talking about?
Well, I don't know if you saw it, but they had on this woman whose daughter was going to come on stage, and she gets picked on at school.
Mm.
And you could see it coming a mile off, because the mum was really, really, really fat, right? And I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, doesn't take a genius to work out what's going on here.
Mm.
And what dawns on me here, what I started making me think was, I'm in one of them jobs where certain people go, you, Chris, you can't, no. I know what you're going to say, Chris, now. You're going to say that fat people are funny. But no, you can't say that because of the psychological effect on that person who gets bullied. And I'm in no way saying that bullying is good. In fact, all bullies are cowards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe what goes around comes around, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the bullies when I was growing up at school, I was three different schools, so I'm not going to say which one it was. There was one particular bully at school, right, who used to bully all the younger, geeky, fat kids, right?
Mm.
And now he's married to a right old dog. So I say what goes around comes around. He never gets any. And oh, blimey. So I do believe, you know, all bullies are bad. However, I'm watching this show, and I could never sit in the audience of one of those shows. Because, I'm sorry, I'm going to be honest, and I think if most people are honest as well, they'd agree, I'd start laughing. I really would.
I didn't see the daughter, I saw the mum, and then I went out.
And these TV shows, right, really amaze me when they go, and I do kind of like Trisha as well, but she's there going, oh, so welcome to the show. She's been really nice. She goes, so what kind of things do the kids say to you? And I'm thinking, how is this going to help her? She goes on national telly and says what the kids call her. You know that when she walks down the street after the show goes out, people will call her those names.
It's the whole American idea of kind of, you know, airing your dirty laundry in public, and therefore it's, you know, some kind of therapy by going on and kind of confronting your fears and all this. Do you know what I'm saying? That's what all those programs are about.
I would say that a lot of these programs get these people on so they can make entertaining television. They don't actually really, if they're honest, give a rat's ass whether or not they solve the problems or not.
They would argue, you know, otherwise.
Of course they would, yeah. You trying to tell me that the Jerry Springer Show has a, you know, a 6-week program after being on the actual show where they look after you? And I don't know. I very much doubt it. They may do, but
Jerry's laughing all the way to the bank, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he laughs all the way through the show.
Then he laughs at all the low-life scum that go on that show.
Came all the way from Oklahoma to see you, Jerry.
Yeah. And he goes, thanks, fine.
Mm.
Goes off in his limo, smokes a cigar, and counts his money. It just got me thinking, that's all, you know, when they get these people on. If you're getting bullied at school, right, and they never say the right things, okay? If you're getting bullied at school, right, it's because you're slightly different in some way than the person bullying you, right? Now, when I was at school, and I only really, well, I was a geek, right? Some would say, still am.
I can't believe that.
What?
People called you a geek when you were at school.
No, they didn't. They called me fatty.
Fat geek?
Yeah, fat geek, pig, all them kind of things. Mm. Yeah.
Did that affect you?
Huh?
Did that affect you?
Well, you know, I actually, I wasn't the worst in my school. There were people way, way more pathetic than me. So I used to laugh at those people. It's a chain of commands, you know what I mean? You get the good-looking, sporty types, right?
Hi.
They go, what?
Hi.
You were never good-looking, Dave. You may have been sporty.
I wasn't really that sporty.
Let's not push it. You went out with dogs until you got a job on the radio, and then you finally got a good-looking woman, right? Looks have nothing to do
That's
with
completely
it.
Wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever go out with a good-looking woman before the current woman that you're with?
Yes.
Prove it.
Can you prove it?
So you can't. You went out with dogs. So it's only because you're on the radio. But now you have
not.
Yes.
Not.
Oh, what about snot? You've only been out with one person. Well, two people since I met you.
Yeah, but you've only been out with about two people in your whole life.
That's because I'm really picky.
It's not.
Yeah, it is. I only go out with girls who don't say no. You know, and they're very rare these days. Hey, listen, I'm in the same boat as you, mate. I'm nothing to look at.
I'm not in the same boat as you.
Yeah, you are. They only hang out with us because we're like famous dudes. Because we're successful radio stars.
According to who, exactly?
According to us. Anyway, you got me off the point, right?
I'm not in the same boat as you.
So look, you've got me off the point. You are. Just face it. If you're getting bullied at school, right, here's what the TV show should say. If you're getting bullied at school, grass them up. Grass up the bullies. Right? And, you know, get together with all the other geeks that are getting bullied and fight back. I'm not saying physically, because I would get told off if I were to say that. I'm not saying in any, you know, way, shape or form, give them a right good hefty kick in the nuts, and they probably won't come after you again. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying, give as good as you get. They give you a bit of verbal, give them a bit of verbal back. Grass them up. Do you know what I mean?
Grass them up makes it worse, though.
No, it does.
If you grass them up and then they find out that you grass them up, then you get 10 times more.
I'm saying that we'll go around and sort them out. We'll go round, right? We'll stand at the gates, and the people who are bullying you, we'll bully them when they come out.
You'll pay somebody to go round and sort them out.
No, we'll just go and call them names.
There was once this lad who used to, you know, try and pick on me sometimes, so I stole his PE kit and stuffed it down the toilet.
There you go. You see, I bet he never bothered you again, eh? Showed him.
Did he know it was you?
No. He just had to do PE in his underpants, you know.
Really? Mm. If you're at school, right, and you're getting grief from people, and you think that you're slightly different to everyone else, good! It's great to be different. It is, it's great to be different. You look at all these films, right, that come out about, you know, high schools in America mm-hmm. and stuff. It's always the geeky ones that are actually the coolest ones. And always the good-looking, sporty, you know, ones who are actually a bit thick.
And that's films.
But it's true as well. Were you Mr. Popular at school? No offence, but I doubt it very much.
I was fairly popular, yeah. I never got bullied.
Well, I never got bullied, but then again, that's because I was big and people thought I could fight. Wrong, I could just run when I was really crapping myself. Will, right? You're a bit of a geeky-looking fella, right? You're obviously lanky when you were at school. Did you get grief at school?
No.
Right, and what did you do?
Just ignored it.
And look at you now.
Exactly.
Not a geek at all.
Well, no, he's still a geek, but he's earning good money. You know what I mean?
No.
Hey?
No.
No? Okay. This thing this morning, though, I just think, you know, people pick on me because I'm fat. Lose weight, then. Or just knock them over. You know what I mean? Use what you got.
Sit on them.
Yeah. Knock them over and sit on them and bounce up and down on the belly. Oh, skinny people hate that. They really do. Oh, here's a good one. If you're really, really fat, right, walk up to them in the class, fart, and walk off. Let them get the blame for dropping a Rudy. That was a good one.
Wise words.
Yeah, it is wise words.
You should be a counsellor.
Doesn't matter how popular you are, how good-looking you are, if people in a class of 30 think you've just farted the smelliest, pooiest fart, you will go down in their estimation. I'm telling you. Look at me, how popular I am.
With who?
You. And John. Every time I let rip a right good eggy one, right, you go, and that's it. So, hey, you listen to what I've got to say. I know what I'm talking about.
We're your only friend.
Huh?
We're your only friend.
Will's my friend, aren't you, Will?
Yeah.
His colleague.
I know. Are you a friend or a colleague?
Friend.
See?
Okay, three.
Do you want to come out tonight with me?
No, I'm going.
Colleague then. Ha! Holla horse from the land of the Lord. Behold the pale horse. Wu-Tang Clang at Radio 1 and Gravel Pit. Brackets, Dave's flat. Closed brackets.
What's the matter with you, Simon?
Nothing, why?
Gravel Pit.
Well, Melinda's not here for me to have a go at, so I'm going to go at you. And your flat, out of the lot of us, is the scruffiest flat.
At the moment, yeah. About to be tidied.
By who?
Looks lived in.
Hang on a second. Your flat is about to be tidied. By who?
Me.
By who?
Me.
By who?
Me, tomorrow afternoon after the show.
Your lass.
She might start for me.
Unbelievable.
She likes doing it.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for those of you writing a book about us, the person with the tidiest flat out of all of us
is Mr. John. Don't put that there. It's a coaster. Culshaw.
Coaster Culshaw.
I didn't say that today, did I?
John makes his bed every day, so it looks like something out of an MFI saying.
Now, this is not true.
It is true.
No, hang on.
Let's hear your defence then, John.
My defence is I am normally very untidy. Don't bother making the bed. Leave clothes scattered around everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Leave cups all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Leave pizza boxes around.
Mm-hmm. However.
However, I do have a cleaner who comes around twice a week. And any time you guys have ever come round has always been like the day after she's been, so I've not had enough time to make any more mess.
So you didn't go to bed last night then?
Dave has something to chip in with.
I think you're a tidy person because we've seen your overnight bag, which you brought in before, which has little kind of compartment for your toothbrush and another one for your little shaver stood up in a nice little row with a little thing of toothpaste as well.
Well, I didn't buy that bag. That it was a Christmas present that I didn't choose.
Doesn't matter, you still use it.
But it's just handy.
That's like somebody walking around in a crap shirt. Oh, you got a crap shirt on. Yeah, I didn't buy it. But you're wearing it.
Did you buy that?
This is a nice shirt, I'll have you know.
According to who?
According to me and several other people.
Somewhere there's a
caravan
missing a pair of curtains in
there. Hawaiian hula hippo.
Well, I tell you what, Will, if you're going to start, at least I'm not the one wearing a T-shirt with the world's worst sweat marks underneath the armpits.
I can't help sweating,
am
I? Busy.
Busy doing what?
Thinking.
You're
standing there and you're sweating. What is wrong with you?
It's hot in here.
It's not hot in here, but you look like you've just done a marathon.
Let's walk out of the kitchen. It's a long way.
Where did you get your jumper from, Dave? The one that you're wearing right now?
Next.
Yeah. The answer is your girlfriend got it from Next, didn't she?
Yeah.
At least I bought this myself. Well, chose it myself.
In 1978.
Yeah. Looks like it should go with, like, an Allegro or something.
What?
First world gone, I
sold a caravan, kept the curtains.
Oh, dear.
I bought this shirt in St. Lucia. So shove it up your ass.
In 1978.
Look at it. Brown and kind of cream.
It's supposed to be like a Hawaiian type shirt.
Yeah, but Hawaiian shirt is supposed to be colourful, not brown.
Melinda, get in here. Now, he will stick up for me because he likes these kind of shirts as well. Right?
He'll stick up for you because you're only just talking to him again.
No.
Yachts and palm trees across the bottom of it there.
Yeah, there's palm trees. Look. Melinda, what do you think of the shirt?
I have to say, I actually like Hawaiian shirts.
There you go, you see?
Except that one. That's horrible.
It's not like a Hawaiian shirt at all. It's more like Stockport.
Stockport shirt.
You look like a marshmallow.
See, none of you are funny. Do you know that? Mr. Sweat Marks Under the Arms, Mr. Girlfriend Buys My Clothes, Mr. Pussy Cleaner Flat. At least I choose my own clothes and actually get off my arse and go to the shop and buy them. Not like you. Comedy Dave, sitting with your feet up, smoking a fag.
You go to the shops, can you get me some clothes?
Get some for Chris while you're there.
Hi!
Give me some extra love.
Listen, I don't dress like a 40-year-old, John. I look trendy.
You don't look trendy.
They're wearing these all over.
All over Eastern Europe.
You're going to look really stupid, Dave, eating your teeth through a straw.
What, from you?
Yes, from me.
From you?
Yes. Kick your ass.
You're going to pay somebody to beat me up?
No, I'll do it myself.
Will you?
Yeah.
Start now.
Come on, man. Come around there and kick your ass.
Come on, then. We've got to play trails.
Go clubbing somewhere totally different with BBC Choice. What is there? It's the lowdown on those cities from these top DJs. Global club culture, Choice World Clubbing. This Wednesday, 10:30, BBC Choice.
Freestyle.
Traffic and travel news with your guy in the sky.
Patrick Keezy, your guy in the sky with all the breaking traffic news for your area. Starting off in Erinsborough, Ramsey Street still blocked westbound with traffic turning back as far as Anson's Corner. Local coppers are advising drivers of combi vans and utes to find an alternative route and say that anyone who still insists on using Ramsey Street to get home is a flaming galah. Out on the outskirts of town, Carmel Road still heavy eastbound towards Beacon's Cross with roadworks and a burst water main making life very difficult for motorists in the area. We advise you to use Bolton Avenue instead as a shortcut towards the motorway junction. And finally, things still looking pretty awful on Anchor Lane towards the Lurpak factory. Traffic currently spread as far back as Churners Road and Cowie Cross. Police are currently warning motorists that the situation is likely to get worse before it gets better. That's your traffic and travel with me, Dick Cheese, the copper in the chopper, brought to you in association with Robinson's Fruit Preserves, the only type of jam you look forward to getting stuck in. Straight from the top of the dome, as the rush, 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 rush.